Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I so look forward to these few minutes we have together every day at this same time. And if you are perhaps a new listener, and if you ever miss a broadcast or would like to rehear, do feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your listening convenience. Praise God. Well, we've been sharing the last several days on living the victorious life. And according to the Word of God, it's not impossible. Not only is it not impossible, it is what the Lord wants for us. He has made every provision. When Jesus said it was finished, He meant what He said. Everything that was necessary to live a godly life, everything that pertains to life and righteousness, our natural life, our spiritual life, has been provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. But we've been talking about the carnal nature and how many carnal Christians, baby Christians, until we learn the secrets that Paul was sharing in the New Testament by experience, first by revelation and then by experience, that we do face serious battles, but a lot of Christians can live very shallow or fruitless or unhappy lives because they are plagued constantly by the lust of the old nature. You know, when they go to church and they're in a service, they're blessed and things seem to brighten, but it isn't very long before they fall back into the old pattern. And it's kind of like a roller coaster life that takes them to such extremes, their lives are filled with doubts and fears and anxieties and a sense of defeat and failure. Now, the flesh nature doesn't mind being religious because then it can point to all the good, so-called good, it has done or accomplished. And when we go down that road, what's so wrong? What's so bad with that? Well, it points to the creation or the creature doing something for himself outside of God. And the focus is on the person and not on the Creator, who only gives us the power to control and conquer the old flesh nature. Beloved, we cannot do it in ourselves. If you're not convinced of that by now, then I trust you will soon experience it. The Apostle Paul states in Romans 7:18, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. He recognized that the actions of his flesh, when not in submission to the Spirit, were incapable of producing real good. Man, in his natural state, is dead in trespasses and sin. Man is unregenerate and walks according to the course of this world. And they would fiercely, vehemently deny it, but they are serving the God of this world. And they're quite deceived. They fully believe, nah, they're doing their own thing. Nobody tells them what to do. Well, unfortunately, they don't, if they become born again, they will realize how much a pawn and servant of Satan they were. And you know, this spiritually dead man walks according to his own lusts and is subject to Satan. A dead person is of no value to the human race. Neither is the spiritually dead person able to be of value to God. God calls the old nature by different names, but they are the same and they bring the same results. Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, and I want to read verses 1 through 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envyings and strife and divisions, think about that. What's going on in your life? Those kinds of things. Are ye not carnal and walk as men? He says, okay, what's the fruit of your life? What's going on? What are you doing? And it's either yes or no. And so, beloved, that is where we stand. And the word carnal describes a platform or structure the old nature uses to reach out into the world. Paul states in 1 Corinthians 3:3 that there are three things that he's mentioning because they were yet being carnal. And what was that? It's envying, it's strife, and it's divisions, and how the enemy loves to pull and bring strife and divisions in relationships, in Christian families, among friends, among Christian co-workers, in ministries, in churches. He loves to do that. God refers to the old nature as the natural man. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, Paul states, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." This is true of the unsaved. Haven't you known that? "For they are foolishness unto them, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." When an individual receives Jesus Christ as Savior and is given this new nature, the old nature will attempt to promote and bring forth patterns that have been developed through his lifetime. You know, we're talking about patterns or habits of action, of thought patterns, of emotional responses. Think about that. We're creatures of habit. What do you do when you get up in the morning? I bet you've got a little routine. You do the same every day. I mean, if you have the ability to do it, you know, you've got your little pattern and you don't like to have it changed. We love adventure. That's part of our person. We were created for adventure and exciting things, but then a part of us doesn't want change and we want security and stability. But it's very possible in Jesus for both of those to coexist. That's the abundant life. That's the victorious life that I believe we're getting a glimpse of. Amen. I am, and I trust you are, where we can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. We're not going to be threatened. I'm actually prophesying now. I'm not speaking thus saith the Lord. But this is a place where God wants to bring us in, where we are eager and expectant for what God is next going to bring our way. And knowing that God, we're not alone, but God is with us, and he's going to give us victory no matter what the challenges are. And trust, some of them are going to be new, some things you never faced before. But guess what? He's going to give you the wisdom. He's going to give you the guidance. I'm just thinking of something Brother Glass used to say. He said, when in doubt, don't. In other words, don't do anything until you know the Holy Spirit is directing you to do something. You'll save yourself a lot of heartache. Yep, if we do that. Yeah, so we have to recognize there are habit patterns in the spirit, you know, in the fallen spirit, basically. You know, the first thing we react in anger instead of holding back and thinking about what is a better response. I mean, if you've got a problem with temper or anger, listen, that's, you know, your immediate response is anger. And the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. There's such a thing as righteous anger, but it's not uncontrollable. It is something where you are identifying with God's heart in terms of what is righteous and what is not, and you abhor wickedness and evil in all of its forms. I'm not talking about that. And that's why temper and depression and self-pity and such things seem to haunt the Christian. The only way the Christian can conquer these things is by yielding to the new nature and to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit and bringing the body into subjection. Praise God. So let's look at 1 Corinthians. I'm going to go over to the 9th chapter, and I'm going to read verse, well, let me get to the right one, the 9th chapter, and let me read verse 27. Paul says, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." That's what he does. This is, you want to know how I do this? He's telling us, lest, listen to this, that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, rejected of God, because, you know, he preached it, but he didn't live it. And we need, whatever we preach as ministers, we better practice it. And that's true of every saint of God. Whatever God gives us, we have a mandate from him, because we're his ambassadors. We are representing him. Praise God. God also calls the old nature the old man. Let me give another passage found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and this is verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that's manner of living, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And I have to read verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, verse 24, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Praise God. Well, beloved, the time is just speeding by, and it's time to bring this broadcast to a close. And I just thank you for joining me today. And, well, I guess we will, with the Lord's help, conclude whatever thoughts he would have for us on the morrow, or go in perhaps in a different direction. But God has given us the ability to live the victorious life. And I pray you've been challenged. I pray you've been stirred. I prayed you have the vision and the faith to know that it's possible, not just in the pastor's life, in your life. Jesus will make it possible. To him be all the glory. I love you. I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to share those needs. You may write, or if you choose to email, if you'd like to include your mailing address, I will respond back with a personal letter, although I will pray and confirm receipt. I love you and pray for you every day, and I do thank you for your prayers for me. We're in this together. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.